Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and as we do, we gotta have multiple conversations during the week with writer Dean Weingarten. Where are you at in the world today, Dean?
I'm in Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, still in Madison, still visiting.
Yes, I am.
All right, from here, where do you go?
Dallas.
To be young and footloose and fancy free, huh?
Well, once you reach retirement, my brother says, it's hard to differentiate between six Saturdays and a Sunday.
There you go. Six Saturdays and a Sunday. I kind of like that, I have to say. Dean published an article May the 11th about New York. New York, the anti-gun gift that just keeps on giving. Tell me about what you have found about New York and their latest effort to moot things.
Yeah, well, back, I think it was in 2020, there was a case that had been working its way through the courts and had reached the Supreme Court, and it looked very much like the Supreme Court was going to rule against New York City, New York State. And the case was a New York State Rifle and Pistol Association case. But it wasn't the Bruin case. It was the previous case before that in which people were attempting to get permits to carry outside the home. And it looked like the Supreme Court was going to rule against New York. And so what the governor did is he went to the legislature, and it was also the city of New York was involved, and they changed the law that was being challenged. Just a little bit. Just enough, they figured, so that they could claim that the case that was pending in the Supreme Court was no longer valid. That it was, in legal parlance, moot. And they said, we changed the law. The case is moot. There's no case anymore. Supreme Court should just stop hearing it. And in essence, they would win. And the Supreme Court had a different makeup of that time, at that time. Basically, even though Clarence Thomas, as I recall, now I could be faulty on this, argued and said, look, we can't just let them moot things because they changed the law a little bit. They're just manipulating us. That's not something we should allow them to do. But the court voted to accept the case as moot, and they didn't hear the case. And there were took two more years and another case of New York Rifle and Pistol Association that now we know as the famous Bruin case to clarify how Second Amendment cases should be heard. Now, maybe this worked for us in the long run because the Bruin decision is a very good one, and it's very clear, in my opinion, and very well written. But it shows what I would consider kind of legal shenanigans on the part of New York in an attempt to get around the restrictions of the Constitution and the Second Amendment. So after Bruin, there were a number of challenges to New York law because right after Bruin, the governor of New York, I think it was Governor Hochul at that time, convened an emergency session. And she said, it's so important that we not allow the Second Amendment to go into effect in New York that we change the law. We if we will no longer require a special reason for you to have to be able to carry outside the home. We'll just say that most people don't have sufficient moral character. They have to be checked out on social media. It's going to take a long time. And they're basically, we're going to make most of the state into sensitive places where ordinary people are not allowed to carry firearms. And that was challenged, oh gosh, there must be five or six cases ongoing. And several judges issued preliminary injunctions saying, no, this isn't going to fly. This is obviously unconstitutional. It's not going to make it through the courts, and so we're going to issue preliminary injunctions saying the law cannot go into effect. One of those cases is known as Hardaway v. Negrelli. And in that case, there were a couple of things that were being challenged. One of them was the New York ban on carrying firearms in churches. Another was a claim all parks were sensitive places where you couldn't carry firearms. And in one of the cases, they challenging the law, they said, well, there's private land inside these parks, and you can't just ban the carry of firearms on private land. So what that case went to the, it got consolidated with a number of other cases and has been appealed to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And the Second Circuit Court of Appeals has issued a stay on the preliminary injunction. So the preliminary injunction said you can't enforce the law. It's almost certainly unconstitutional. You're going to lose. And so while the law is being adjudicated, we're going to assume you're going to lose, and we won't allow you to harm people by denying them their Second Amendment rights in the meantime. So it was appealed to the Second Circuit, and the Second Circuit granted a stay. One of the judges of the Second Circuit granted a stay, saying, no, it's important that this law go into effect. We're going to do away with the preliminary injunctions because we're not so sure that these things are really unconstitutional. And that is what is in play now at the Second Circuit. In the meantime, at least two justices on the Supreme Court, I believe it was Justice Thomas and Alito, issued a note saying, look, you know, you guys don't want to wait around on this stuff. We want you to act expeditiously because we're kind of watching it. So it looked as though the New York government was going to lose this case. Now, to put it in context, the Second Circuit has not been a circuit that is friendly to the Second Amendment. They have been one of the circuits, like the Ninth Circuit, that seem to want to do everything they can to limit the scope of the Second Amendment as much as possible. So now, what has happened in New York State is that the governor and they put it, and his allies in the legislature, put into their budget bill. Now, budget bills are very hard to stop. So if you can get an amendment put into a budget bill, it's going to go through. And if you're the leadership in a state like New York, in the legislature, you can get these amendments put into the budget bill. And they had amendments put into the budget bill.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're coming up on the break. And once again, we're going through the things that Dean looks at. Dean looks at things with a very jaundiced, very keenly analytical mind. A lot of critical thinking goes into this. And that's why we talk about it. That's why we talk about the varied items that he brings to the forefront. And 2,200 plus of these articles are at amaland.com. Just waiting for you right there. You should go take a look. The most prolific writer on the website he is. And, thankfully, no matter where he goes in the world, he always finds a way to join us on a regular basis, even when he was another hemisphere away. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Uh-huh.
what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, welcome back. We are back with Lock and Load, and we are also back with Dean Weingarten talking about New York and everything. I had to interrupt you in the midstream, sir, my bad. So if you want to pick it up, I would appreciate it.
Sure, no, not a problem at all. We were talking about how the government in New York, the governor and his allies now in the legislature, have inserted into a budget bill some provisions that change the infamous Emergency Concealed Carry Act that was passed in 2022, right after the Supreme Court nullified New York concealed carry law, saying that you have to be able to, you have to allow people to carry outside the home.
It's
part of the Second Amendment. And so New York has this emergency law saying that most of New York State are sensitive areas, and you can't carry in places like public parks or most streets or most private property or churches, etc. And this has been challenged by a number of people in several different cases. And one of the cases making the way through the courts is Hardaway v. Negrelli, which is now at the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. So what the governor and the legislature did is they changed that law. And they said, well, since we changed the law so that someone who is designated as a security team for a church can carry in a church, Hardaway, who's suing to say the law doesn't allow him to protect his flock in a church, since he's a leader in the church, and since this other person is also a leader in the church, and they can designate themselves as members of the security team, therefore, they're covered by the law, and the lawsuit is moot, and there shouldn't be any more lawsuits challenging our law. They also changed a bit of the law about private property that's inside a park, saying, well, if you're on private property inside a park, well, you can carry inside the private property inside the park. I'm not quite sure how you're supposed to get there. Maybe if you unload the firearm and lock it up and wrap armor around it, and then you transport it into the private property, maybe something like that. They don't say exactly. But what it's clear to me is what they're doing is trying to change the law exactly the very minimum possible they can to avoid the case getting to the Supreme Court. If this was going directly to the Supreme Court, I would suspect the Supreme Court would say, hey, look, you're not going to pull the same trick on us you did 2 years ago when you mooted the case that had come all the way to the Supreme Court. You waited for years until this case got to the Supreme Court. And then you change the law and say, oh, it's moot. No more case. But the case is not at the Supreme Court. The case is at the Second Circuit, Second Circuit Court of Appeals. And the Second Circuit will be the one that will be hearing the arguments of whether or not this change in the law moots the case. That is, renders the case gone, doesn't exist anymore because the law has changed. And the Second Circuit has not been friendly to the Second Amendment. Therefore, I think it's very likely that the Second Circuit will moot the case. We'll say, oh, yeah, well, this doesn't apply, so these arguments don't apply anymore. So that at least that part of the case doesn't exist anymore, and we're doing away with it. Now, what could happen is those people, those plaintiffs who are part of that case, could say, well, we're going to appeal that to the Supreme Court. But what this does is, of course, stretches things out. And what I see as part of what I would call lawfare on the part of those who really don't care much about the Constitution or the rule of law is they want to stretch things out, to delay, delay, delay. The longer they can delay, the greater the possibility that something will happen on the Supreme Court to change the rules. I mean, maybe the people will elect Democratic majorities in the House and will get rid of the Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema in the Senate so that they can change the makeup of the courts by passing a bill that passed the Supreme Court with leftists. That we came very close to that a year and a half ago. It was the only people who stopped it were Senators Manchin and Sinema in the Senate. If they had gone along with their Democratic, the other 48 Democratic senators, we could have had a system that packed the court and changed the court so that they could do away with, effectively, the Second Amendment, among other things. Fortunately, that didn't happen, but it was surprisingly close, way closer than I would call comfortable. So we will see what will happen with this particular tactic by the state of New York to attempt to moot this case that is before the Second Circuit. time will tell, but that's what is going on right now.
New York, I mean, at some point, I wonder if they will continue to press this losing fight or if they're eventually going to just give in to...
It seems to be part of their DNA. When I was looking, there's an excellent paper out talking about bans on arms, various kinds of arms, not just firearms, from early in medieval Europe in England all the way up to 1900 in the United States.
Right.
And it turns out that the states north of New York were part of the what we call the New England grants, British royal grants in the New World for colonies, and they were granted in perpetuity the right to arms. And then south of New York, when you get down into Virginia and states down there, which is about a third of the colonies, they were granted first, they were actually granted before the New England states, rights to arms in perpetuity. And this was about 50 years before the English Bill of Rights was put into effect. But the middle states, including New York, New Jersey, I think Pennsylvania also, those states were carved out of a conquest of New Netherlands that the Netherlands had colonies there. And those states had not been granted by the crown these rights in perpetuity to arms. Now, we talked about natural rights, and the Second Amendment is part of the natural rights to protect yourself and defend yourself. But natural rights theory in 1630 or 1690, when these colonies were formed, was just in its infancy. So these were rights in the colonies north and south of New York. But New York has a long history of not being as sound and stout about Second Amendment rights and natural rights as the rest of the country.
Well, let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the next break. This article was published May the 11th. It is at amaland.com along with 2,200 plus others that Dean has written. And this is what makes Dean sort of unique in the gun writing world is just his prolificness. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update.
It's not that difficult to get to an agreement.
That's what House Speaker Kevin McCarthy had to say after meeting with President Biden and other congressional leaders about raising the debt limit. But he said both sides are still far apart.
We only have 15 days really to go. We've got to find a way that we can curb our spending, raise our debt limit, and also grow our economy.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said both sides agree a default would be the worst outcome. For the first time in 2 months, retail sales are on the rise. The Commerce Department reporting today that spending on cars, food, and gas increased 0.4% last month. And there's been a recall issued on 2014 through 16 model year Jeep Cherokee vehicles. Automaker Stellantis, Jeep's parent company, says the power liftgate on the vehicles could catch fire even if the vehicle is off. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Where would you like to go now? We've covered New York and their shenanigans, their latest shenanigans.
Well, I've got an article out there that I think is, of course, if it wasn't interesting, I wouldn't write about
right,
it.
Right, right.
It's about the North Carolina legislature doing away with the requirement to have a permit in order to purchase a pistol.
Right.
And what happens when that restriction, that infringement on Second Amendment rights went away at the end of March of this year.
Let's talk about that, because that was it. So what Dean is referring to is in North Carolina for a very long time, very long time. If you wanted to buy a gun, it didn't matter who you were. Before you bought the gun, you had to go see your local sheriff. And then all of that changed. So tell us about this.
Okay, well, it started back in 1919, and it was proposed a bit earlier, I think, in 1907, and in 1919, the law was passed and went into effect. Woodrow Wilson had just been elected president, he was elected before that, but it was during his presidency, and during the Woodrow Wilson presidency, we had a resurgence of racism in the United States, and the Ku Klux Klan was making a comeback from their ascendancy just after the Civil War. And so in North Carolina, there was this law that passed that said that if you were going to buy a handgun, a pistol, you had to go to the sheriff and get a permit before you could buy that pistol. Now, it's been claimed, and I think there's pretty good evidence, that this was done so the sheriff could say, well, you know, you're not exactly the kind of person I think should have a handgun, so you're not going to get a handgun permit to buy a handgun. And I think it was used very selectively against disfavored minorities, such as black people.
Right.
So, and that law has been in effect since 1919 until 2023. I believe it was March when the legislature passed a repeal of that law, and then the governor vetoed it, and then the legislature overrode the veto And they repealed that law at the end of March. I think it was March 29th of 2023. So what we have is that the law is not in effect for April of 2023. And the reason that this is important is because it gives us a clear view of how many handguns were sold in North Carolina or purchased in North Carolina in April of 2022 and April of 2023. To legally purchase in a handgun in North Carolina, you had to get one of these permits. Now, there are a couple ways you could get them. But either way, you had to go through the National Instant Background Check system to buy a handgun. In April of 2022, there were 1,655 handguns sold in North Carolina. And there were 12,435 long guns. You didn't have to have a permit for long guns in North Carolina. So there were roughly eight times as many long guns as handguns. That's in 2022 in April. So we just got the numbers, you know, a couple weeks ago on what handguns and long guns were sold in the system 1 year later in April of 2023. So we're trying to compare apples and apples, April to April. In April of 2023, after that permit was repealed, there were 46,040 handguns sold in North Carolina compared to 1,655 the year before in April. And there were 11,984 long guns sold in North Carolina. So a year before, there had been 12,400. Now there are about almost 12,000. So not a big change in the long guns, but the number of handguns sold increased 2,700%. 27-fold. 27 times as many handguns were sold in North Carolina when that permit system was repealed. Now, I don't know how many handguns are traded around in the gray market, but there's a federal law that says you cannot, or you you may not purchase a handgun in another state without going through the NICS system. So in terms of legal purchases, it appears that this permit system had an enormous chilling effect on the exercise of Second Amendment rights. Remember, you have a right to keep, that's to own arms, specifically handguns. The court has ruled, Supreme Court has ruled very clearly that handguns are protected under the Second Amendment. And you have a right to carry handguns. The Supreme Court recently ruled that in the Bruin decision. And yet, this permit was preventing, was chilling the exercise of those rights very, very strongly. And it's obvious when you look at the numbers. It's very hard to say there was any other factor that led to a 27-fold increase in handgun sales in 1 year. Probably in 1 month, if you compare March to April.
Right.
So the total number of handguns sold in North Carolina in 2022 was 22,000. That's a fair number, 22,000. But in 2023, in April, more than twice that many were sold in North Carolina in 1 month. Huge increase. Now, the Supreme Court has held that the Second Amendment is not a second-class right. It has the same seriousness and power as other amendments in the Bill of Rights. And the courts have held that if you have a law that chills the exercise of a right enumerated in the Constitution, that law is unconstitutional. And this is a case from the First Amendment. It's called Lamont v. Postmaster General in 1965. And there was a postal regulation that required individuals who wanted to receive communist literature had to sign up at the post office. There weren't any penalties for doing this or not doing this. But the court said that that would chill the exercise of First Amendment rights. And so they struck down that that regulation. It seems very clear that these permits to purchase a pistol chilled Second Amendment rights. I mean, when you have 27 times as many people are buying, well, handguns being sold, that's a huge chilling effect.
Indeed. Yep. Hang on for me, if you will. I want to finish this up because this is right across the border. We got our own little picadillos here in South Carolina. This article was printed today. It was published today. Put up on Amaland. So that means it's probably still on the front page. Now, of course, you should read that because this is very educational as to what goes on. But if you click on Dean's name, then it's going to take you down to his archive. And that's... Oh, my, that's a very deep rabbit hole to go down indeed, and you should go check that out at Amoland.com because he has 2,200-plus other articles that are still just as, you know, they mean just as much today as they did when they were printed. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last time on the firing line, and this is Lock and Load talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about what just has happened in North Carolina within this year, March 29th, I think it was, and I had to interrupt you once again in midstream, if you would be so kind.
I will finish that up, and then we'll go on. So we find that the Supreme Court has ruled that you can't have a law that chills the exercise of fundamental constitutional rights. It's very clear that the North Carolina requirement to get a pistol permit in order to buy a pistol chilled the exercise of Second Amendment rights. Now, those who want a disarmed society, they claim that if you have fewer firearms, you'll have fewer murders. Fewer illegitimate violence will happen. But that's not a proven claim. They act as if that is obvious and clear, but it's not. What we see is that if you reduce the number of firearms, particularly legitimate firearms, it has no effect on homicides or suicides. It just doesn't have, it may have an effect, but the effect is very small.
Well, I mean, now, isn't it like 84% of all violent crime occurs without a gun?
Yes. Correct. Most violent crime does not involve guns. So I thought it was interesting to get how the strategy of the other side with this claim. And Rebecca Peters is a name some people might recognize. She headed up the successful George Soros-funded drive in Australia to put into place draconian gun control laws. I mean, the gun control laws in Australia are extremely strict, and it has some unintended, I think, consequences. For example, it's harder to get a permit to own a slingshot in Australia than it is to own a .22 rifle or a shotgun, which is just bizarre. But what they did is they just copied all of the strictest firearms laws they could find all over the world, and I think the slingshot got included almost by accident. But they did pass it, and she went on to become the director of the International Action Network on Small Arms, IANSA, it's called. And she published an article in a UN, United Nations, publication about the strategy that they should do with that they should follow involving citizen-owned arms. And I'm going to read a little bit of it here. It says, while most countries permit civilian ownership of small arms, they are at the same time seeking to contain it to moderate levels. Driven by regional and international agreements, popular pressure, and expert advice, gun laws around the world are growing tighter and more uniform. The emerging norms include integrated renewable licensing, registration of firearms and owners based on proof of a legitimate reason for possession. Limits on types and numbers of weapons a civilian can possess. Minimum age limits. Checks of criminal record and other personal information. Safe storage requirements. As the new laws reduce the proportion of the population legally entitled to buy or possess arms, as well as the number each licensee can own, the flow of new weapons into the country will slow. So you see the strategy. The strategy is to decrease the number of arms in the country by making them subject to government approval and to making reducing the numbers of owners, legal owners of guns anyway, by making ownership requirements tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. But all this is based on the idea that more guns equals more trouble. But it just isn't true. It's just a false assumption. And, of course, what we see is that most illegitimate violence involving guns or anything happens in places where guns are tightly controlled. Brazil has very tight gun ownership rules. They were loosened a little bit under Jair Bolsonaro, the past president of Brazil, and the number of privately owned, legitimately owned guns went up, and the crime rate fell enormously. Now that they've elected another communist as president of Brazil, they're trying to reduce the number of legitimately owned guns. But in any case, the number of legitimately owned guns in Brazil is a tiny percentage of those in the United States. It's in the neighborhood of 5% or less of what it is in the United States. And yet that's plenty of guns to fuel a level of homicides that's four or five times as great as the level of homicides in the United States. It's kind of like, if you look at it, the number of guns that are used illegitimately are relatively small. It's like filling up a bucket. So you have the number of guns used in illegitimate violence that fills up a 1 gallon bucket, we'll just say, or whatever unit you want to use. It doesn't really matter if you fill that bucket from an ocean, like in the United States, or from a small pond, like in Brazil. The number is small enough, it doesn't matter. You have plenty of them for illegitimate violence. And of course, that can be fulfilled by people making their own guns, as they commonly do in Brazil. And you have small shops and black market manufacturers that make their own guns in Brazil. And you have diversion from military and civilian sources and smuggling and all that. But it just doesn't take that many. So this whole idea that by reducing the number of guns, you somehow reduce illegitimate violence is just not true. The number of guns has virtually no relevance when it comes to the number of illicit homicides, murders, or suicides in a nation. It just is irrelevant. It does not matter. Now, I think it matters to individuals, and that if you have individuals who carry guns for their own protection, they often stop violence, and it may reduce the level of illegitimate homicide a small amount. John Locke thinks that it could be in the neighborhood of 4 or 5%. But it's difficult to see that statistically. So as a scientist, I have to say the numbers are that if it is an effect, it's relatively small, and it really doesn't matter that much in the overall statistics all that much. But what does matter in the United States is that it's written into our fundamental law, the Constitution of the United States. And in order to push hard for a reduction in criminal violence or even in suicide, which seems silly to me, the people on the other side are attempting to rewrite the contract of the Constitution. Now, these numbers that I've been talking about are domestic in the sense that they're internal. They don't talk about how an armed population acts as a check on the power of the government. I think that is a real effect and a serious effect and something that is a reason why we in the United States still have the freedoms we do. The Second Amendment, in effect, backs up all the other amendments in the Bill of Rights. And one of the purposes of pushing to ignore the Second Amendment is to say the Constitution doesn't matter and the government gets to do whatever it wants.
Let me hold you up right there. We're about to run out of time, and I don't want to have to interrupt the story in midstream any more than I already have. You going to be with me later this week?
I sure hope to.
I hope you are, too. So, this article, by the way, this was published today. It is available at Amoland. It will be printed all over the place, as all of a lot of Dean's articles are. And and so Dean is very ubiquitous. It's very easy to find, Mr. Weingarten. Thank you for joining me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. As for me, we'll be back in about 21 hours. 21 hours from now. And between now and then, it is vitally important that you remember one very easy-to-remember tenet. It is not, and it has not, and it is never going to be about gun control. It has nothing whatsoever to do with gun control. This all has to do with complete control. They would love to repeal the Second Amendment if they could had half a chance, and they would do it. So carry that concealed weapon everywhere you can. And I'll be talking to you tomorrow. This has been Lock and Load.
Karen Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Karen is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.